I know I'm a little late, but better late than never. Welcome to a brand new episode, actually the very first episode of Life Coaching with Sheena of the new decade and of the brand new year 2020. How y'all feeling about this brand new year? I feel absolutely positive and great because I do feel the shifting is happening in a very positive way. In general life, I feel like the worst has passed. The challenges that were kind of holding us back from reaching our goals has now gone. So really, it's really down to us in believing even more in our skills, in our dreams, in our journey, in our gift, in our purpose. So this is definitely the year to really lay your card on the table and just let it be, because it's going to be a great year. It's going to be the beginning of a very successful new decade, especially for people that have been grinding, have been working hard on themselves, people that have really understood the importance of, you know, become the best versions of yourself and really putting great vibes and positive energy out there. We got this. It's going to be a great new year, and I know a lot of you feel the same. And if you don't feel the same, don't worry. You might still need to adjust to the new year coming in. You know, it might take a bit of time for some people to get ready. Some others, like me, we've been ready, honey, for this time. So just, you know, get yourself back on track. Start with your healthy eating. Make sure you drink your water, look after yourself, go back slowly to your routine. I know the holidays for all of us have been great, because we ate as much as we wanted, we've been chilling and really just let our head down, which is really good. But now it's time to go back on track and stay really focused on your purpose. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to all my listeners that have been with me since I ever started this podcast 2 years ago. Thank you ever so much for the constant support that I receive on all the other platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Thank you very much. And you guys, this year for me, I started really great. I was invited to be a guest on Kick It With Cams, which is a great show from London, obviously, for people that don't know. And you can download the app on Google Play and also on the App Store, or listening on Deezer and Streamer, sponsored by Tribe Urban Radio. So I was invited to kind of inspire and empower people, because, you know, this is what you girls do, you know. We inspire people and we try to empower as many people as we can. So shout out to Kiki Wood Cams, DJ Tony, and all the beautiful peoples that they were there on that day. It was a great interview. If you guys want to check it out, make sure, again, I repeat, it's on Deezer and Streamer. Make sure you download the app. Okay, so today I really wanted to talk a little bit about this Prince Harry and Meghan situation that globally is making big news. Now, a lot of people are angry and upset about their decision and the fact that they deciding to go for their way and live their best life, practically. And I just don't understand why a lot of people is taking this situation so personal, so seriously. First of all, we need to focus on our life. And I know it's a brand new year, but I'm going to keep repeating certain things, because some people need to really get it into themselves to really understand that we really have to focus on our life, and we need to let people be. No one owns us anything. No one belongs to us. So if, especially strangers, you know, people that we don't know, of course they occupy a very important seat when we talk about the royal family. But before the titles that they have, these people are human, and they go through the same emotions that we go through. They go through the same challenges. Don't think because money, or you see them living this life where there's a lot of good looking material things, don't get it twisted and don't get it don't think that because of these things that they possess, their life is perfect. Because it's not like this. Nobody's life is perfect. You can have all the money in the world. Actually, more money, the more problem. But then again, it really depends on the individual. So I think personally, my opinion on this situation, not that I care, as in it doesn't really affect me. I just see two people that they decided to go ahead and live their life how they wish, how they want, and that is absolutely fine with me. I don't see they're not doing anything wrong. They're not killing anyone, or they're not creating any type of negativity that will affect the world in somehow. Actually, I believe that, you know, they are leading by example, especially to the people that are growing and coming up into the world, to see that really no one has is entitled to tell you how you should live, how you should best live your life, especially if you fear of the story repeating itself. And a lot of times, in order to move on from the things that have hurt us in the past or our family, we have to do something different. And what is Harry's doing is something different. He's deciding to live a normal life with his wife and his kid, because that's what brings him happiness. That's what makes him happy. He understands that if his wife is not happy, he is not happy. The family structure doesn't work well, because everyone in the family has to be satisfied with the life they're living in order to carry on. And I think that is absolutely an amazing thing, and it's very brave to do this, to protect his family. Because let's remember, whatever, we don't know anything about anyone really. We just know what the magazines and the TV, the blogs are putting out there. We don't really know what's going on behind closed doors, so we don't really actually know the actual for facts main reasons why they decided this. But I believe that for them to make such step, it definitely comes from a place of, you know, not being able to handle certain things anymore. They can really be a lot. And you guys remember as well when they first got married and she was just a normal girl, how everyone was talking about the fact, you know, that now she had to dress in a certain way, she has to talk in a certain way. And obviously, coming from a background, a very normal background, and then you have to adapt yourself to that lifestyle, that, let's be honest, no one wants to live like that. No one wants to live not feeling free to talk how you want to talk, to dress how you want to dress, to go, no one wants to live like this. So why do we expect, especially someone that doesn't come from any royal background like that, so they kind of grow up in that environment, so they're used to it. She's obviously not used to it. And for everyone that is saying that, oh, now Meghan is coming and she's changing the whole, like, she's someone that is breaking the family. She's not breaking the family, because if Harry wasn't okay with this, trust me and believe me, he would have never made it happen. So if he agrees with the fact that they need to take the step back and live a normal life and whatever, it's because, trust and believe, they have had a discussion, they've communicated with each other what they want to do, and therefore they took the right step. Now, I don't understand why everyone else has something to say negative, or is talking about how, you know, he's being, you know, absolutely ashamed. And everyone is now talking bad about him and his decision. Listen, do you talk good or you talk bad? They're still living the life, and you should do the same, in my opinion. Anyone that has so much to say about situation definitely needs to live their life and live your best life. Take example by Meghan and Harry. They're living the best life. It really shows how people are fed up of receiving orders from who? To do what? If that's not how I want to live my life, I don't want to live my life like this. And I'm not going to live my life like this. We all are free to live our life however best we think or we want to live our life. Obviously, some people think they're living the best life. Really, they're making lots of mistakes. It really depends on the individual and the example that they had. And I believe that Harry had a great example as his mother, that she was a free spirit. And regardless what they were saying about her, she was still living her life. Bless her. She lost her life because she was trying to really be herself and not being something or somebody that she's not. And she was doing amazing things in the world. And that's why until today, everyone loves Diana in all over the globe. And everyone knows her for the amazing human being that she was. And for the fact that she was so boldly living her life. And that is something that we all need to do. Especially if we are leaders and people look up to us. You know, we need to live in our truth. People need to see that living in your truth is what really sets you free. So living in your truth is definitely the motto for 2020. You can no longer now wear a different dress and pretending to be someone that you're not. This is really your time to come play and be yourself. And no longer compromising who you are. No longer play short, play small. Be really out there, be bold, live your life. Regardless of what people say, I know that there's still people out there and a lot of people, regardless of the fact that they say they don't really care of, you know, other people's opinion about them, but really they, deep down, they really do. We all care a little bit of what people think about us. And it's really hard for all of us to get away from the idea of what the other person think of me. Because we've been so brainwashed about the fact that we need to be accepted by other people, that you want it, you don't want it sometimes, that, oh, I wonder what they think of me, happens. Because that is a question that comes when you go to an interview to find a job, where you go and meet somebody for the first time, you know, or you are in a new situation. You always wonder what other people think of yourself. Some people live by this. For some people, this is Bible, and they live by, they feed by other people's thoughts and opinion of themselves. And some others are perfectly fine with who they are, and they might take in people's opinion in, but you know, they're not really. It's just really for that moment, and that's it. You carry on and be yourself. I don't believe that by living the life of somebody else's, you are successful and truly happy. You are really not. You are really free and living your best life when you do what you really want to do, say what you really want to say, wear what you really want to wear, be with who you really want to be. Live your authentic life without thinking or caring what other people may say, because regardless, good or bad, people will always have something to say. So really, you can never win. So even if you try to find the perfect picture to post online, even if you try to find the perfect relationship to be with, people will always have something to say, good or bad. And you can't live like this forever, because it's, first of all, it's, you're not living your life. Other people's owning, you let other people's own your life, which is really sad. Because if you let other people's owning your life, who's really living yours? Who's really living your life? So therefore, everything that has been given to you, your purpose, where is that going to go? You know what I mean? So situation will occur and keep happening again until you don't understand that you got to own your life, good and bad. I used to be very ashamed back in the days, in the past, to talk about certain things, because I it's not mainly because I was still hurt. I think it was more the shame. And the fact that my story wasn't so beautiful, but really my story is beautiful now that I look back, because in each season of my life, I demonstrate a level of resilience, a level of faith and believe in myself and believe in the highest and believing in my goals. And to me, that is beautiful, because I'm seeing myself in a second, third, I talk about myself third person wise, and I think that it's so important to see, to have the example of somebody that is keep going no matter what. It really shows you the strength of a human and how powerful we are. Because surely to keep going, it's not mainly your physical body that has to be strong enough to keep going. It's mainly your mental and your spirit that pushes your body to keep going. And if your spirit, it's tired and doesn't want to, and wants to give up, and you know, you can't really see the light, then can be very, very challenging. And I think that this year, this new decade, I want to challenge all of you to live your life for what it is and be honest, first of all, with yourself, to who you are. Be honest with the people around you. Be honest with your family. Be honest with God. Be honest with yourself. And you will feel free. You will feel very powerful because you're owning your life. You're owning your story. You're owning who you are. And you are not letting other people tell you your story and tell you who you are. Because that's what happens when you get ashamed or you're afraid about your story. Some people will use that against you because they know that it's almost like you have something to hide, right? Don't give that power to no one. Own your story, own your power, be who you are, okay? And that can be just small things. Say yes when you want to say yes. Say no when you want to say no. Say maybe when you want to say maybe, okay? That is the very first step to be true to yourself. Give yourself honest answers. When someone asks you, do you want to go out, and you don't want to go out, but in your heart you feel like you need to please that person, take a step back and think before you give the answer, and think, am I saying yes because I really want to go out, or am I saying no because I really don't want to go out? Be really honest with yourself. And when you give the answer, don't feel bad, because there is nothing to feel bad about yourself making yourself happy and be your true self. And that's what your mind, if you are a people pleaser, and I could have been a people pleaser in the past, I'm no longer that, because I've understood that what I think of other people, it's really reflecting on myself. Because I feel like if I say no to someone, they are, you know, I don't want them to be disappointed, or I feel bad, because I am the person that this is how I feel, this is how I am, right? But not everyone is, probably most of the time, the person that I'm saying no to doesn't give a damn like that. It's not that deep. But in my heart, in my head, I'm thinking of all these situations where the other person may not like me anymore or whatever because I said no. But really, that is all in my mind, because if the other person feels some type of way for me saying no, that has nothing to do with me. I know in myself that I've done the right thing, because that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I wouldn't be myself if I now say yes, because I'm gonna put myself in an uncomfortable situation just to please somebody else. So that, what does it say about me and what I'm trying to attract in my life? So you see, we have to be very careful how we move, how we talk, and how we behave ourselves. Firstly, correcting yourself and discipline your behavior, discipline your way you're thinking, discipline everything around you that can lead you to success. And being truth and honest will lead you to success, because in every situation people will recognize the truth in you. So the truth attracts greatness and positivity, because the universe loves people that lives in the truth, people that lives for who they are. They're not pretending to be somewhere else. They're not ashamed for who they are, their story, their skin color, their gender, what they believe in. They're not ashamed of the mistakes that they've made. You know, they're not ashamed of They're not ashamed of who they are. You can have an embarrassment because you think, you know, I have done certain things and I feel embarrassed because it's not really me. And we have to also give it to people that take time to work on themselves. I wasn't always the woman that I am today, and I'm not perfect. I will never be perfect. But I definitely made some mistakes in the past that if I look back, I'm thinking, gosh, why did I do that? But I wasn't the person that I am today. So I forgive myself because I didn't know better. Right? So we have to give it to people because people can change, but they can change themselves. They really wanted to. You have to really want to change in order for you to change. You can talk to somebody for a lifetime about becoming the best version of themselves, but if they're not ready, they're not ready. So we can't force anyone to be who they're not. And we can't force somebody to walk on a journey that is still not for them to walk to. God has a relationship to each one of us, individual and you know, a particular relationship with each one of us. And not everyone has a relationship with God. So you may talk to someone about God that has no goddamn idea that you know how important it is to pray or other things, but it's just listening to you. And you're hoping that the information, yeah, maybe one day they might gather the information again, but it's something that it has to start from yourself. So we can give advice to people. We can lead by example. We can empower people and tell all the beautiful things in the world. But it has to start from you to really take your life into control and adjust the things that you need to adjust. Because you will never be happy if you don't first fix yourself and work on yourself constantly. Constantly, you gotta work on yourself. It's never too late to work on yourself. Until you have life, you have infinite possibilities. Someone asked me, what do you enjoy about, you know, the most? And I said, I enjoy life because every day that I wake up, it means that today so many things can happen. There's so many possibilities that my mind can't even contain the amount of possibilities and things that can happen in my life. So we are very limited. We only think of limited situations that can happen. A lot of times we think of negative. So definitely work as well on your on the way you talk to yourself. Because we can be our worst enemy, and we all know this very well. The amount of times that we talk bad or look down on ourselves. Why we have negative thoughts? Well, we can really have positive thoughts, and by having these positive thoughts, just manifest it into physical. So every time you're starting to have a negative thoughts, make sure you take your head away and think of something else. Think of yourself being on a holiday somewhere. It's very important that we start to understand that our mind is so powerful. Our mind is so powerful, and these are times of we are going higher. And you know, if you don't understand certain things, you are going to be left behind. Because there has been time for you to understand, to evolve. There is no excuse these days. You want information, you want to study about finding your history or something, you have the internet, you have libraries, you have information coming from everywhere. You can choose where you want to get information. You can choose what to believe into. So really, you have no excuses. But what happens is we decide to put our times and energy in places that really are not fulfilling. It's just an idea. It's just because it looks good. And in your heart, in your mind, you're dreaming of, oh, I'm seeing this person and they're living in this mansion and doing this and doing that. But you're not focusing on your life. You're putting your energy into somebody else's life, or that energy could really be on your life. And think of the positive and great things that you want to do, your friends, your family. So these are really times to live in the truth, to work on yourself, and to be positive about life. Be really positive about life. Forget about the mistakes that you made last year. Forgive yourself and move forward. And the most important thing, especially, don't repeat the same mistakes. Challenge and may occur always. But you should be now ready to understand where challenge is coming and also be able not to make the same mistake and move forward in your life, living in your truth. Because everyone is getting tired and fed up of fake, of lies, and living a life that is not really meant for them to live. So remember to be yourself. Remember that it's okay to be yourself. It's absolutely perfect to be yourself. And don't be ashamed of your story. Don't be ashamed of who you are, where you come from. Don't be ashamed that you live in a normal house. You live in a normal life. Don't be ashamed of these things. Because you, like everybody else, we are all a work in progress. This is not it for us. We're just working towards something that is coming. That takes a lot of resilience, that takes a lot of patience, that takes a lot of faith. And it's not for other people to understand the work that you put in. It's not for other people to judge you. Let them talk, let them judge you. More they talk, more they judge you, bigger your blessing. So let them have it. Let them have it. Let them gossip as much as they want to gossip. But when you're going to be the place where God's going to put, they're going to gossip even more. There's going to be more gossip for them. So you keep living in the truth. Today I want to leave you with this message. Live in your truth, your authentic self. Be 1,000% who you are, because you are perfect in every way. Your story is great. And your story one day will empower another person to live their life and to understand that no matter what, everyone will win and everyone will achieve what they desire. Live in your truth, be yourself, be authentic. I wish you a beautiful day, and we'll come back next week with a brand new episode. I want to remind you that you can find my podcast on Spotify and iTunes, Life Coaching with Sheena. You can also follow my blog on Instagram, Feminist with 2M, and also give me a thumbs up on iTunes, and also follow me on Twitter at Life Sheena. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.